California's most important environmental law, the California Environmental Quality Act, is under attack, and local activists are trying to make sure the act will still hold sway in San Francisco. Eric Brooks is the sustainability chair of the San Francisco Green Party. He says that on national, regional, state, and local levels, there have been assaults against environmental protection in regard to environmental review of corporate behavior and real estate development projects.
Under both the National Environmental Policy Act and the California Environmental Quality Act, we have rules that whenever a corporation or a landowner engages in activity through their corporation or on their land or through real estate construction, you name it, these laws provide that they have to present information on the environmental impacts of what they're doing and minimize those environmental impacts where possible. This information is made public, so it's put in the public sphere so that the public can challenge the information if it's not adequate. So that's the big picture. Both of these laws provide that very important tool to the public. And so on the national level, Barbara Boxer, who's normally really good on the environment, is trying to, quote, streamline the Environmental Policy Act procedures for environmental review of Army Corps of Engineers projects. And then on the state level, last year, another power Democrat, Daryl Steinberg, who's the head of the Senate, attempted to once again streamline and weaken the California Environmental Quality Act.
Brooks says the way they're doing that is by requiring that environmental review happen more quickly and much earlier in the process, which means the public has fewer chances to respond. He says that means developers could ram through projects before the public has any idea what's going on. In August of last year, State Senator Steinberg attempted to introduce legislation that would have greatly weakened CEQA and made it harder for citizens and environmental groups to appeal objectionable projects. But Brooks says a statewide coalition of over 150 organizations was able to block the legislation and protect CEQA at the state level. But Brooks says that only 2 months later, using the November and December election and holiday time as cover, San Francisco Supervisor Scott Weiner launched his own attack locally to gut San Francisco CEQA protections. In the guise of cleaning up some small inefficiencies in the local CEQA process, Brooks says that Supervisor Weiner's proposed amendments would force environmental determinations on projects to happen so quickly and so removed from the sight of the public that in many cases people would not even find out that a problem project was happening, let alone be empowered to challenge it. But Weiner was forced to hold off his legislation, and now San Francisco supervisors have a chance in the next few weeks to somehow merge Supervisor Jane Kim's more CEQA-friendly legislation with Scott Weiner's proposal. The Board of Supervisors Land Use Committee is meeting this Monday to discuss the matter.